Welcome to Within Brim Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time. It's Within Brim Skin time. Oh my God, quarantine's no fun. Number 61. Got my wingman Zambo.
Hello.
Little white girl wasted over there drinking the White Claw.
Only a little bit. It was on sale. It's the only reason why I got it. It's on sale.
And we're here another week. What do you call it? As always, Within Brim Skin, brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, making soy sauce cool again. Mane and Tail hair care products, discover the secret. And Beyer Dynamic, high quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. As it's been in quarantine, we will have no secret word for the evening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's okay. We'll get there back eventually.
Eventually, it'll be back, boys and girls. I know how you love so much and so wonderfully to be screaming really loud.
Everybody post on social media about you really hate the fact that he's not doing quarantine secret words anymore.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if it just blew up and was like, how come you're not doing secret words during quarantine?
It would be pretty hilarious. I'm not even kidding. That would be absolutely hysterical.
Well, you know, because again, my home is not set up, because we have our own studio.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
My home is not set up for a quote unquote actual studio. So if I do the secret word and I have to scream real loud, I'm waking up everybody in my house. You see what I'm saying? So I can't.
At least at the time that we record these normally, because we have other obligations like GHR and a couple other things.
Right.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you know me, and I speak loud, and I'm you know, normally very loud. So when I project, if I'm screaming on top of that, it's going to be so much thing.
For everybody else, not so much for you and I. But yeah. For everybody else in the house.
It just won't be fun.
You just don't want to get beat by the wife. We understand.
No. Well, hey, look, I mean, you know, it depends on what day of the week it is, you know? No.
She hears that, she's just going to slap your shit.
This is true. I will. She'll slap me a few times. What do you call it? So I wanted to make sure everybody knows. In the coming weeks, what do you call it? We have some really cool guests on GHR. I know you're home. I know you're bored. Listen to GHR. Listen to old school WBS. You know, we're trying to continue to put out the fun and the entertainment and the good vibes to you. So make sure you tune in. I just found out. I spoke with my buddy Sean Schemmel. You know him as Goku on Dragon Ball Z. He'll be joining us the week of May 4th. So he'll be on that week.
The 4th will be with us. Him.
And he actually was like, oh, this is great. We can talk about Star Wars because it's on May 4th. So even though we record on May 4th and then it comes out the Thursday following. So so it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a good time with
that. Nice. Yeah, he's a good dude.
I wanted to send out a condolences and a congratulations, a happy birthday, I guess. It's really sucky, juxtaposition of the good and the bad. What do you call it? My friend Rod Morgenstein, you guys know him as the drummer for Winger and other legendary bands, and his father passed away this past week, and I reached out. I felt awful because, you know, we're in this pandemic, and
please send Rod my condolences. Yeah, that's a heavy thing.
It's awful, and you know, I wish I could have been there for him.
One of my elementary school teachers also lost their dad this week as well to coronavirus, and that just was not, I mean, I don't know what happened with Rod's dad, but in just in terms of what happened with her, it was just god awful.
Yeah. Well, and what makes it even worse is that it's his birthday week too. Aww. So, you know, it's rough. So anyway, you know, I my condolences go out to Rod and his family during this time. And what's really messed up is it shows, again, people listen in entertainment, and people, they don't understand, is, you know, they're like, oh, you know, and you're doing this and it's fun or whatever. Listen, we don't get to see people all the time. We don't get to see each other as often as we'd like. We're consistently running and moving and shaking. So I haven't seen Rod since my mother passed away, and when she passed away, I had to go to the, when I went to the funeral home, I heard a voice. And I was like, that sounds really familiar. It was Rod was in the next room over with his mother and father. They were setting up, you know, for the future, which was 2 years ago. So, you know, what do you call it? So that was, I was there when they were setting that up, which, you know, is crazy that, you know, that's the last time I actually saw Rod. Yeah. Anyway, the fact is I want to send him my love and respect, on our stage here. I wanted to definitely mention and discuss, and I've got a bunch of little things to talk about, nothing crazy big, but little things. I wanted to discuss, the fact that San Diego Comic-Con was canceled.
Yeah, that's a big to-do. That's a big deal.
It is crazy how things that are, you know, when you think of San Diego Comic-Con, the granddaddy of all conventions, you know, the same thing was like with the New York Comic-Con. The two biggest conventions of the year, you know, you think of them as immovable objects, the juggernauts of the industry. And to think that the San Diego Comic-Con that's been around for 50 years now has to stop in their tracks and be canceled for this year, it's just beyond, you know what I mean, imaginable.
It's crazy to think about that, because it's something that we know of, it's something that we strived for, and then we got it for like at least a few years before it finally happened. And then when it popped, we took advantage of the 2 years so far, and then the virus and this pandemic really kind of took what we knew, turned it on its head, took all of its lunch money, and then shoved it into a locker, essentially. It changed everything for us. And and not just us. I mean us as humans, as people in general. It uprooted what we thought was normal and changed everything.
You're talking about the last couple of years that you and as well as myself, but you know, you and the rest of the crew opportunity to sign it at San Diego, and to be, you know, where you finally hit the pinnacle, where you're at one of the you know, appearing at one of the biggest events of the year. And
exactly.
I get it. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's so weird. And you know, the world goes topsy turvy, and now here we are. Mm-hmm. And who knows what's going to happen, if it's going to come back, you know, bigger and better than ever, or if it's going to fizzle, or you never know. You never know.
Exactly. Like I think, and I said this on GHR too, like the way that we know life currently is going to change forever. Like cons are going to be different. They're not going to fade away. At least I would love them not to. But in terms of how they're structured, what we do in terms of meeting and greeting, it's going to change everything now, because the way of the handshake is essentially dead now. Think about it that way.
I mean, it depends. I mean, some people still do it, and we'll see. We'll see. For certain people, you know, were very touchy feely and so forth.
Very much so. But at the same time,
I think it'll be very hard.
It's going to be extremely hard to go back.
Yeah, maybe they'll think twice. But you know, I don't know. I mean, I've had some conversations with some other names. You know, what do you call it? Where we've had. I've spoken to a lot of friends over the past couple of weeks, just to see how people are doing.
Yeah, just see
you know, them calling me calling them, and you know. Even a small text, just say, hey, how's everything going?
Yeah.
And we just get into it. Like, I don't know, should I be doing these conventions? And, you know, what if people are not taking care of themselves, or, you know, what if there's a resurgence? And I mean, you know, it's a crazy thought.
It's going to be tough.
Meanwhile, you've got these jackasses like here in Florida, they're reopening.
You're talking about those protests.
Well, yeah, Texas, I'm gonna get to that. Yeah. What do you call it? Well, all over. They were in Ohio, they were in, I believe, in Texas and some
Michigan,
other
Minnesota. Michigan,
yeah. But what do you call it? In Florida, in Jacksonville, they reopened the beaches already in the parks. They reopened everything, and what do you call it? They basically then with all the protests, I'm waiting for Darwinism to kick in and just take them all out. To be completely blunt, I mean, these are freaking mental midgets. Stay in your goddamn houses, slow your damn rolls, and just put yourselves, you know, into the house and you know,
the people
saving someone else's life.
The people that think that, oh, it won't happen to me, or oh, not my child, or oh, you know, can't happen to me, can't happen to XYZ, won't happen to my car, won't happen to me, won't happen to my kid, whatever the things are, those are the ones that are taking these unnecessary risks that are going to lead to legitimately the worst possible outcome. Kentucky was one of those states, by the way, and since they decided to reopen, they have now moved up in, and I think they're now in the top five most contaminated states. Like, that's up next to New York and California.
And they're not as densely populated as we are.
And that's how bad it is.
Exactly.
So that just shows that by taking these risks and not being smart, I'm not saying to not go out and do what you have to do and then just go home, but you need to be smart. You can't go out and think, I got to get my hair done. You don't need to get your hair done. You're fine, Karen.
You're not seeing anybody. Leave your hair the way it is.
Exactly. I want a hair. I want a haircut. I'll admit, I want a haircut. My hair is 4 or 5 months overdue. And before this is basically before pandemic. Like I get my haircut maybe like twice a year because I'm just lazy. But like in terms of wanting to get it done, like okay, I can't get it done. That's fine. I have hats. I have hats. I have beanies. I have ways to conceal my hair if I have to go out in public.
There you go.
If even. You know,
With that being said, what do you call it? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Imber and Skin.
Hey, this is Adam from Big Brother 13, and you're listening to With Brim.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof.
I'll get you next time, Budget Heroes!
It's morphin' time!
Hey man, this is Austin St. John, ASJ Jason, the original Red Ranger. You are listening with Brimstone.
It's a big welcome from Mile 7 Sports. In the blue corner, mass-produced, weighing in at a sugary 41 grams, Dollar T! In the red corner, brewing out of Strong Island, weighing in at a slim 12 and a half ounces of all natural fruit, honey, and smooth habanero heat. Picant! Picant takes the lead early with a smooth pair of punches. Oh, we hit him with a pineapple. Oh, now with a sweet mango.
He's pouring a little liquor in it.
Picant is really mixing it up. Dalla's having a rough start.
Yeah, he seems lethargic. Heavy sugar's got him crashing. He is not going to make it through this round.
Picant's playing to his own strategy.
He's digging down deep, using his all-natural ingredients to cleanly secure the title as top iced tea.
Picant tea with an excellent combo of caffeine and chili.
I bet he didn't see that one coming.
He beat the cap out of him.
Fight is over.
There's tea everywhere. If you're sick of getting KO'd by high sugar and artificial sweeteners, be sure to visit PicantTeaCo.com and grab one of their flavors at your local Stop and Shop.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Do yourself a favor. If you don't want me shaving your head, you gotta tune into my brother, Brimstone.
About keto, but between the kids, work, and life, who has time for meal prep? I barely have time to microwave pizza. I saw other moms looking slim and healthy while I was still carrying around 20 pounds of extra baby weight from 8 years ago. So I signed myself up for Healthy Meal Supreme. Picture this: healthy gourmet meals prepared fresh, portioned by chefs, and they deliver direct to my home once a week. The best part is I have a smaller waistline and I have a few extra bucks at the end of the month for a new pair of shoes. Get this, you can even have dessert. They make amazing double chocolate brownies and they're gluten-free. Visit HealthyMealSupreme.com and eat a better meal to get slimmer and healthier today.
Hey, this is Bill Rogers, voice of Brock and Pokemon, Urien and Street Fighter, and the King and Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You are listening to Brim.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
And we're back to with M. Brimskin. One thing, Zambo, that I did not mention in the last segment. Do you realize that San Diego Comic-Con, they bring in about $88 million in revenue for the year? Do you, for the 3 days,
it is
or four
insanity.
Days that they're there, they generate $88 million. You know what I mean? In revenue.
And what was that report from? Just out of curiosity, like what is the late, is that from last year's report?
That's from last year, yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Insane. And it's probably exponentially growing too.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, and I'm sure that it's not like, that's probably not everything, but you know, with all the price gouging and so forth that goes on there, I'm not surprised.
The reported profit. Wink, wink,
nudge, exactly. what do you call it? So, you know, I wanted to try to lighten things up with a couple of things that had to do with stupidity.
Go for it.
And I don't know too much. I don't know too much about this because Danielle sent me the, she sent me the article on it, and I kept trying to get back on the article. But the article wouldn't open. So what do you call it? I only know a little bit of information. But basically, it's a picture of an X-ray that a woman needed to go to the ER in order to have them retrieve a lost butt plug that kind of got caught up in her anal cavity. And it went up in there. So
that reminds me of One Man, One Jar. Please.
How do you... How do you, ill? Yeah, that's all. That was an awful thing. Mm-hmm. How do you? What kind of ass play are you doing that it's going to go all the way up into your freaking cavity?
I'm gonna advocate for her, not because of experience, just because of just the way human
because
nature
of experience.
Is. You get caught up in the moment and you lose track of where things can be. There is a certain safety measure at the end of said plug where they're flared to prevent it from happening. However, though, there is chances that it could.
Wow.
It's not fully preventable.
The fact that is anything on the other end of a butt plug worries me a little bit.
Once again, I bring back to the knowledge of I'm on the internet a lot. I see things. I'm desensitized to a lot.
You're either doing a hell of a lot of kinky stuff that I'm not knowing about, which is okay by me, or you're watching a hell of a lot of Pornhub. I mean,
listen, all I'm saying is I do not have a free 1 month trial that they give out because of the COVID virus.
I do not have a free 1 month trial. I did not finish Pornhub last week.
You know I'm not showing you my left arm for a very good reason.
Wow, it's grown that tremendously.
Let's just say I'd win the half a strongman competition.
Very nice. Well, anyway, yes, so that was a thing this past week. What do you call it? So that's one thing. Then, what do you call it? Danielle sent me this other one where – and I think he sent it to the group. I don't know if you had looked at it.
Maybe.
It looked like a busted ass guy, like a man, like a hobo, more or less. It could have been a woman, but it looked like a busted ass man. And the freaking catfishing that some bitch did, he basically sat there and they did an entire makeup tutorial. It didn't talk, didn't say a damn thing. They just showed how makeup transformed this ugly ass. And I'm not trying to be rude or disgusting or mean here,
but
people.
Just in terms of it transformed a 2 into a 10, essentially.
It transformed a negative 15 into, well, I'd say a 10, because even with makeup, I thought he was kind of ugly. But I'm going to tell you, some of these drag queens are gorgeous. I don't know what the hell the deal is, but some of these drag queens are gorgeous. And Danielle and I look at him and go, what the hell? Seriously? Like, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, this one dude – I think it was a dude. Again, I could have been a woman. It had they he, I'm going to say it, I'm going to say it. They had no teeth, nothing. I mean, they put new teeth in, but had the, there were spots on the hair, you know, in the hair. Like, it was chunky. It was like you took divots out, like you went golfing on the guy's head. You know what I'm saying? it was bad. But then he wound up looking like a quasi-decent looking girl. You know, makeup is the devil, man. Makeup's the devil, man. You don't know what you're getting.
Easily can.
You don't know what you're getting. I'm lucky. I got a gorgeous woman, whether she has, you know, makeup on or not. So I'm good. You know, Jenna's a good looking girl, you know, whether she's got makeup on or not. We got lucky. We knew what we were getting into getting into it.
Very true.
Some of these poor sorry son of a bitches are getting with people that are hiding, you know, all the things underneath all the things.
Did you ever see that South Korean rich dude that married a beautiful woman that got plastic surgery and all her kids came out like pig ugly, and he divorced her and then sued her for lying?
Really?
Not even kidding.
Is that a real thing?
This happened in like the early 2000s. Like, they got married and stuff. And she, like, they even had like before and after pictures of what she looked like before it all. Okay. And then after, and obviously she looked very attractive after the fact of her face getting reconstructed, right?
Okay.
So the dude that fell in love with her was rich and everything like that, and then found out after they had like three kids that they all came out looking like pudgy pig faces.
Pudgy pig faces.
And it just did not.
That is very insensitive, Zambo.
It's 2020. There's no sensitivity anymore. It's all dead.
There is. I know. We're told
I'm, that I'm desensitized. I'm already dead. Listen, you can't kill what's already dead inside. So heyo.
That's just,
but yeah, so it's if you look it up, I'm pretty sure it was South Korea because it was an Asian family, and I think it was South Korea because of just the crazy news that can sometimes come out of there.
Wow.
I thought it was absolutely hysterical because, like, I don't know, man. I just thought that it was just the dumbest thing in the world. It really was.
Wow. So, what do you call it? There was, you know, just to show you that there is, you know, even listen. The positive is with a lot of the pandemic, crime is down, things are down, but there are still these jackasses who are out there, you know, preying on people who are, you know, either elderly or they don't know any better. And it's a really sad thing. Apparently there was a guy here on Long Island, an elderly fella, mm-hmm. Who, you know, wound up getting I don't know if it was a call or whatever it was a scammer. They basically said, hey, you know, your grandson is in prison, and what do you call it?
That's a typical scam call nowadays. Yeah.
And we need, I think it was like just under 10 grand. I think it was like close to 10 grand, you know, in cash. And, you know, this guy, first of all, I don't know how you don't, even if you're an older person, how you don't go, okay, well, you don't go paying by mail, you know, you don't mail cash in the mail.
Old and gullible. That's really what it is. The elderly and gullible. And it's
but
sucks.
You know, so I'm gonna pass over that because, you know, that's a little, you know, Darwinism to begin with. You know what I mean? The fact that send just about 10 grand in the mail to some random person, okay? After he sent it, apparently he tried contacting the grandson or whoever, and the grandson said, no, this isn't real, you know, and you know, they freaked out, obviously.
Well, yeah.
They contacted the police, and the police were able to track down the package, believe it or not. Thankfully, they tracked down the package, and they intercepted it before it got to the person who was supposed to get it, and the person who was supposed to get it, I think, was in Missouri. So what do you call it? So the old guy got the money back. So that's good. That's a happy.
That's something that almost a little never happy happens. Note. So that's a good thing right there. That's good.
But at the end of the day, I mean, you know, that's a lot of flipping money to be sending in the mail. Yeah. Like, who does that?
10 grand in the mail.
Ten
I'd be like,
grand in
bitch,
the mail.
Send it my way, dang.
Can you imagine? First of all, and look, and I'm not gonna say I'm not saying like mail people are shifty or UPS or FedEx, but listen, there are a lot of shifty people out there. If you watch anything on the internet, you see a million and three things of people stealing packages.
That's why people have cameras. That's why people have those smart doorbells with cameras built in now. Like, it has to be that way now.
Right.
Because y'all are being dumb.
So who's to say that somebody wouldn't realize, hey, there's cash in this? And then just jack it for themselves. And then it wouldn't have gotten to where it was supposed to go anyway. Yep. Can you imagine that?
I can't.
That's crazy.
Even
what do you think would happen if somebody, even an honest, what do you call it, mailman, or or, you know, somebody who's delivering mail? I mean, if they would say, all right, well, realize there's money in this, you know, like there's bricks of money in this.
Yeah.
I've got to believe there's some people out there that would just go, done, I'm in, I'm going to take it, and that's it. You know, like, I got to believe.
It's just ridiculous.
I it's kind of like, almost, even though it's not the same, but it's similar to the whole age old question is, if you find a brick of money outside on the ground, you know what I mean? And it's, you know, it's obviously from a bank or something happened. You know, do you pick it up and keep it, or do you contact the authorities and say, you know, I found this, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do you do? I'll let you guys sit and simmer on that for a while and decide what you would do. And we're going to take a quick break on our side, and we'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey guys, this is Anamia, and you're listening with Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yabba!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hello, this is Andre Stoiger, the voice of Owl and Winnie the Pooh, reminding you that you're listening with my favorite people, Grimm, and every once in a while, Sambo.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas, and I'm here with Brim.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
Hey guys, this is Ben Wise. You might know me from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., You Don't Mess with the Zohan, War Dogs, and coming soon, Elements of Matter. You are listening to the one and only Brim.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hello, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to my pal Brimstone.
And we're back with Within Brimskin.
Hello, hello.
So, What do you call it? One thing, I had to do a little bit of self-promotional stuff real quick.
Yeah, go
to let everybody know what it's the projects are that are happening. Because, you know, I've been taking, trying to do some stuff while I'm home and get stuff out there and do work and stuff and things.
Yeah.
So I did, as if you've been paying attention the last few weeks, I've been doing some stuff for the pilot for Donut Baby, which is a Noise Nest Animation animated series that they're putting together. It's a crazy cast. It's myself, Greg Sipes, Tara Strong, Jack Griffo, what do you call it? John Feldman from Goldfinger.
Goldfinger is in the band?
Yeah, Goldfinger the band. Yeah, the singer from Goldfinger.
That's awesome.
Matter of fact, it's Tim, it's his son who's the one who created the concept for it.
That's badass.
What do you call it? And Pete Wentz from Fallout Boy. Yes. And me, you know, so it's
nice.
It's a really cool cast, and we're having fun with it. And you know, it's a pilot right now. And then, you know, I know that they're pitching it around, and I'm allowed to talk about it to a certain extent. So I am kind of amped about it. It's such a weird, different show, you know.
Yeah.
It's funny, it's odd, and I'm doing the narrator and I'm doing Commander Frosting. So people, you know, if you want to see on social media, you can see a couple of clips from it. You'll see me as the narrator and as Commander Frosting. Also, what do you call it? If you want to, since you have a lot of time on your hands, Vimeo On Demand, you can see the new film, Mott Haven, that I do a cameo in with my buddy.
It's finally out. Nice.
Finally out. Yeah. So they were going to do a big red carpet and so forth in Manhattan, which we would have went and.
But obviously things got in the way.
Yeah, they didn't want to hold on to it. They were like, let's just get it out. But you know, it's another really cool thing. You know, what do you call it? I did that with Robert Davi and Chuck Zito. Mm-hmm. What do you call it? You know, it was a nice time with the boys. And Kim came with me to set, so that was fun. She wanted to make sure that I didn't have to go by myself. I was driving out there to you know,
make sure you were roped in and stayed under control.
Yeah. So she was hanging with me there. Gotcha. Also, what do you call it? Gentle Giant Brewing Company, the barbecue place that's what do you call it in Rochester? Rochester, is it considered there? I always ask.
Westchester. Rochester is about
a little bit
8 hours
out.
West.
Yeah, so it's Westchester. It's,
compared to Buffalo, that's like a half hour north and like an hour and a half north and east.
I've been to both a zillion times, but I get them confused. No, I am sorry. I apologize.
I'm not mad. I'm not mad. I'm defending you from the people who have buffalo wings and garbage plates.
That's true. Well, buffalo wings and garbage plates that's Buffalo.
They're both fantastic. That's the garbage buffalo. Place is a Rochester thing.
Yeah, this is true. Rochester is a garbage plate. Yeah. So what do you call it? Anyway, so Gentle Giant, who's been doing a lot to help the first responders as well as all of the people who are having issues, essentially, you know, losing their jobs, and they're trying to raise money and so forth for the people who can't work, you know, in terms of restaurant workers.
Well, that's
so they've
nice.
Been doing a lot of stuff there, but they just actually put out, so you can get it on special order. You can get the Brimstone Feast. So they named a feast after me, which was very sweet.
What's
of
part
them.
Of it?
God, everything on the menu, brisket, ribs, you name it, it's on there. I think they even put my little favorite things in there, I forget what they're called. I can't believe
the
I forget.
The roasted jalapenos?
Yeah, you know exactly
smoked
what I'm
jalapenos?
Talking about.
Oh, the dates.
The dates.
Bacon wrap dates.
The dates. Yeah. Oh, I love
I'm like,
those
it's either one
things.
Or the other.
When this is honestly, all over, we're going out and we're just going
to
get like
we have to, and number two is when you get your sauce co-packing again.
Oh yeah! Did you taste? Get to taste.
Yeah, we tasted the same. Well, the one that was sampled that you have to replace that one ingredient with because whole switch over.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I feel is that you should give some of the supply to them for the Brimstone Feast.
Oh yeah.
And they should be smoking with that sucker, and then there should
be
a challenge.
Way too hot.
But there should be a challenge because that is something that people would go for. Finish the whole platter with that sauce in under 10 minutes.
There you go.
Get
your
on the wall type of thing. You know
that's
I mean?
Interesting. Yeah.
So
the Brimstone Feast, you know, order one of those if you're in the Westchester area. Get yourself some special order and some yummy, yummy goodness.
And stay at the Times Hotel. It's a pretty nice hotel from what I hear.
Oh, I love the Times Hotel. Oh, my God.
It was so trendy. It was so cool.
You know what? You know what was really funny? So the other day I had to go out and get a couple of things from the store. So I figured, all right, let me stop and get gas while I have the opportunity. I stopped. And I was so in awe that the gas was like $1.65 a gallon that I was like,
okay,
holy crap. But check this out. Hold on. Let me finish this thought and then you say it. I filled up my tank and then realized after, oh crap, I put the wrong gas in. Because I've been getting super in my car. I don't get regular, but I was so excited to spend $1.65 on a gallon of gas. So what were you saying? I'm sorry, I just wanted to get that.
No, it's okay. So in between segments on GHR as we were recording today, I said, hey, did you guys know that crude oil is now at about $28 negative per barrel? It's more now.
Really?
As of end of business day today, it is at negative $103.53 in U.S. currency.
Wow.
A ton. So one barrel. One barrel.
A ton.
One barrel is 0.136 tons. My bad. I was looking at it wrong. One barrel of oil is they pay you $103.53 to buy, essentially.
That's crazy.
If you're obviously a refinery. But oh my God, speaking of just gas prices, like I honestly will say that next month and the month after, we're going to have even cheaper gas. Because I saw gas go down to as low as, I think it was 205, if not 195.
Like I said, $1.65.
By the way,
yeah. $1.65 mm-hmm. I got. Mm-hmm. So, but here's the thing, you know what? F them. You know what? F them. Because these sons of bitches have been freaking price gouging the crap out of us for God knows how long. It's been $3 to $4 and change.
Let them burn. Eat the rich. You know?
Yeah.
Decapitate the queen.
Yeah, they'll get bailed out. Don't worry. They'll get bailed out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because we can clearly print money out of our ass and give to the airlines. So.
It's unbelievable.
But that's getting political. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Well, I did a little bit earlier, and I held back.
You didn't go too crazy.
What do you call it? So one of the things that I wanted to mention was, what do you call it? In the obviously, it's been an ongoing thing since we've been quarantined, is Animal Crossing. And what do you call it?
You, me, and Tom need to play together. We haven't had a chance to do that yet.
I've been waiting for the three of us to play the game together. And eventually we'll do it when you learn how to answer your phone and stop hating me. What do you call
I'm
it?
I'm not doing it on purpose.
You know, I'm sitting here going, you know,
I sleep late now. It sucks.
You guys are all like, gamers, let's play games. And then, like, I go to play the games with you guys finally, and, like, nobody's playing the games.
Gamers don't game during the day. You don't get this. Gamers game all night, boy.
Dambo.
They get the booze. They get the chips. They get the cheese. They get the nachos. They get the ice cream. They get the Taco Bell. They game from now to the wee small hours of the morning, and then wake up and do it all again. That's Dambo. A gamer.
I was playing until about 4 o'clock last night in the morning, and you still
That's
didn't answer. So
That's
don't tell
actually,
me that you.
Well, here's the thing: nighttime. I was dead asleep at that point because yesterday I fell asleep real early. So you're fine. You're perfectly valid.
I see when you're on and when you're not on. We have the best friends thing on there, so I know when you're on.
I know.
So, but what do you call it? So anyway, so Greer and I played with each other. Played on. And he came to my island.
Isn't his town absolutely phenomenal?
It's amazing.
Isn't
what do you call
great?
It? It's just beautiful. What do you call it? And I actually was able to import. So now I have. GHR photos and pictures of Brimstone pictures and Danielle and I pictures and everything. I'm trying to get them on the clothes too, but you know, my flag is the Brimstone flag for Brimstonia. Mm-hmm. What do you call it? Everything's really cool. And I still hate the flipping game. Just saying.
I know you do. But only because you're
it.
So addicted to
because
it.
Because I'm
you
addicted
have an addictive
it.
Personality and that's yes. why you hate it.
With certain things.
Although it does say you've played for 95 plus hours. So I don't think you really hate it as much as you hate the amount that the time is consumed.
It says that? How does it say that? Where
on
does
our
it
friends
say
list.
That?
It shows me what your three top recent games have been.
So wait, so it shows, okay, so now here's the question. Is that for the entire system or just me?
Just you, it for your friend. So if Danielle is on her account, I can see her, well, not she doesn't need to be on her account, but if she's on my friends list, I can see what she plays the most in the top three, and then the same with you. And then if I was friends with Haley, I'd see the same thing.
Okay.
But I'm not friends with Haley. I'm only friends with you and
Danielle. Danielle and I, yeah.
Yeah.
Just so what do you call it? So, wow. It shows that I have 95 hours on
95 plus, it says.
Oh, God. That's awful.
Which means you've been for a while.
I'm done.
I mean,
done.
You can look at
Wait,
my games and you'll see
total.
Mine. That's like at 200.
Wait, but that's in total.
For you. For your profile. Not for anyone else.
95 hours in total that I've played the Switch in general.
No, for that game.
For that game.
It goes by game.
Had that game.
Yes.
Okay. Since you started that game, the ticker, a couple weeks.
95 hours. I mean, considering the quarantine, yeah, that's probably pretty par for the course. But here's the thing, though.
I'm done.
Look at some of the games that I have. There's 200 plus. So you know what? You're fine. You're in the realm of average person.
Well, it's a bad thing. I'm going to have to curb that a little bit. But anyway,
have one a rehab last center thing. In South Korea. You'll be fine.
One last thing. We're running late, but I wanted to say, you know, a big F you to the a-hole who shot a goose with a crossbow here on Long Island. The poor thing, he didn't even kill it. The poor thing was alive, walking around apparently for a couple of days with an arrow through it.
They
had to chase the poor thing down just to stop it and bring it in, and they operated on it. I think it's still alive, but
good.
How dare you? Like, if you're gonna shoot it, you know, for food, misery, if you need it to eat. But why would you do that?
Put it out of its misery. Leave an arrow. Plus, the arrows are freaking expensive for crossbows. Why are you leaving that shit out there? I used to sell that stuff. That's expensive, man. That's like $15 right there you just wasted. What the
insane.
Hell?
It's like insane. Anyway, Taco Bell meals. At that, they're assholes that are going to be assholes. But we're going to you know, bid you all adieu. Again, thanks for tuning in to Within Grim Skin. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe, as we always say. Hit us up on all the social media. And as always, we'll be hanging again with you next week.